哈利路亚，各位长子弟兄姐妹、慕道朋友，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to all brothers and sisters and friends and ministers。
今天下午我们一起来学习的题目是两只巨兽。
And the topic for this afternoon is the two great beasts。
神创造天地万物，有很多的动物。
And indeed, when God created the entire universe, He created many animals。
但是有一种呢，是人家想象中画出来的，是没有亲眼见过的，就是所谓的怪兽。
But there's a kind of beast that is out of the imagination of mankind that no one has seen.
小时候看那些漫画书或者是卡通片，那个机器人都会打怪兽。
And when you are young, when you read all those comic books, you see how there are beasts and how they will beat against the warriors.
当然我们在古代的时候，所谓的恐龙是比较大，是比较恐怖、可怕的一个形状。
So of course, in the ancient times, when we look at those creatures like the dinosaurs, they are huge and they are scary.
圣经里面呢，在最后一卷书《启示录》里面，也有记载到有两只的这个巨型的兽。
And in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, it also records two great beasts.
到底这个两个兽是代表什么呢？
And what do they symbolize? And what do they represent?
因为我们知道启示录就是预言末后世界末日之前要发生的事情。
Because we all know that the book of Revelation, which is the last book of the Bible, it is talking about the things to come in the last days.
上次我们讲过，在这个最后的时候，龙就是魔鬼要苦害，要逼迫这个信徒。
And the last time we talked about how the dragon, and that is, he is going to come and persecute the Christians, and that is the children of God.
要把他生出来的孩子吃掉。
And he is going to devour all the children that is being born.
就是把那些新受洗的信徒或是软弱的信徒给吃掉了。
And that is, the dragon is going to devour and eat up all the newborn babies, and that is the newly baptized members.
我们看启示录的第十二章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 12.
十七节。
Verse 17.
启示录的十二章第十七节。
Revelation 12, verse 17.
龙向妇人发怒，去与他其余的儿女征战。这儿女就是守神诫命，还有为耶稣做见证的。那时龙就站在海边的沙上。
And verse 17, and the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这个龙就是代表古蛇，也是魔鬼。
And so over here, this dragon, he is the snake, and that is the serpent, and that is the devil.
是属灵气的，你看不到他。
And he is invisible because he is a spiritual being.
但是他常常要残害信主的人。
But he is always out there ready to pull down and kill the children of God.
那妇人呢，代表教会。
And over here, the woman, she represents and symbolizes the church.
所以龙向妇人发怒，就是这个魔鬼了，向教会发怒，要攻击教会了。
So over here, when we talk about how the dragon was enraged with the woman, it means that the devil is angry with the church.
神，他是善的，他是好的。
And God, he is good, and he is kind, and he is of compassion.
他救我们的灵魂。
And he desires to save our souls.
魔鬼他知道自己的时候不多了。
But however, the devil, he knows that his time is very short.
就是要把握机会去攻击教会，攻击信徒了。
And so therefore, he will take all kinds of opportunity to attack against the church.
其实魔鬼常常都在攻击信徒，攻击教会。
But in fact, every single second and moment, the devil is attacking Christians.
教会圣公越发展。
And the more the holy work expands in the church,
魔鬼就越想在教会搞事情。
And the more the devil is active in his work.
有时候透过人与人之间的事情啊。
Sometimes through interpersonal relationships.
有时候透过逼迫啊。
Sometimes through persecutions.
想影响教会的发展。
And that will influence the expansion of the church.
但是呢，在末世的时候呢，魔鬼会把他所有的力量集中起来，用很明显的方法去破坏教会。
But however, when it comes to the last days, the devil will pull together all his strength and attack the church full force.
那么这个时候呢，就是征战的时候了。
And so this is the time when the battle begins.
这个征战要怎么能胜过它呢？
And so how do we overcome this battle?
第十七节这里讲得很清楚。
Verse 17 talks about it very clearly.
神的儿女就是守神诫命，还有为耶稣做见证的。
Here it says that the offspring of God, they are the ones who keep the commandments of God, and they bear the testimony of Jesus Christ.
虽然环境很困难。
So even though the environment is difficult,
你守着诫命。
But you hold on to your commandments.
为耶稣做见证。
And you bear witness for Jesus Christ.
就可以胜过他了。
Then you can overcome the persecutions.
那么十三章呢，是记载有两只很奇怪的野兽出现了。
And in chapter 13, it talks about two great beasts that emerge.
代表两种不同的势力。
And it represents two kinds of power.
要在将来啊，要跟信徒啊，要跟教会来做个很大的征战。
And that they are ready to be a great challenge to the church in the future.
我们看看，先来看第一只兽。
Let us look at the first beast.
我们看十三章的第一节。
Let's look at verse 1 of chapter 13. Chapter 13, verse 1. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns ten crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name.
这里告诉我们，第一只野兽呢，是从海中冒出来的。
So over here it says that the first beast rise out from the sea.
我们知道海是一个很不平静的地方，很不平安的地方。
And we know that the sea or the ocean is one that is tumultuous and it has no peace.
有海浪，有风浪。
There are great storms and there are huge tides and great waves.
那么这只兽呢，是从海上冒上来。
So we see how this beast, how he rise up from the ocean.
就是预表啊，在末后这个征战、这个世界混乱的时候呢，有某一种政权、某一种势力、某一种国家呢，会兴起来。
So therefore, it tells us and it represents that in the last days, out of this whole chaotic world and among the chaos, there will be a political power that will rise up from this chaos.
我们现在不知道那个是什么。
Of course, now we do not know what that power is.
时候到了，我们就知道圣经早就预言了。
But when the time comes, we will know what it is.
我们知道世界政局的发展啊，跟政局的这个演变，跟国与国之间的征战是有关系的。
And we all know that in the last days, the nations against nations and all the changes of political power, they all influence one another.
啊，当国家在打内战的时候
，So when there are civil wars within a nation,
打完了，结果可能多一个国家出现。
So perhaps after the civil war, another new nation will emerge.
也可能几个国家在打仗。
Or perhaps different countries they are at war with each other.
有一个把那几个来吞掉了。
Or the one of the stronger nation will eat up all the rest of the countries.
所以每一次在征战的时候，或者世界大战的时候，总是有一些新的政权、新的国家会出现。
So therefore, you see that whenever there are wars or battles or great world wars, you will find how the new political power will arise.
像我们全球啊，差不多200多个国家。
And now you look at all the 200 countries in the entire world.
以后会有什么新的国家出现，我们不知道。
And in future, there may be new countries that will emerge. We do not know.
但是这个势力啊是非常大的。
But however, we know one thing, that this power is great.
这可能不是一个国家，就是很多国家合在一起也说不定。
It may not be just one great country. It could be a combination of different countries.
哇，这里说有十个角，七个头。
So over here, it says that this beast has seven heads and ten horns.
角就代表它武力，代表它的力量。
So the horns represent its physical power.
头代表它的这个领袖。
And the head represents its leadership.
我们知道，国与国之间，如果你同样的理念，你就会集合在一起。
And we know that between different nations, if they have the same mindset, they will be united together.
没有同样的宗教，也可能融合在一起。
Or perhaps if they have the same religion, they may come and unite together.
集合在一起，力量就很大。
So when they come together and unite together, they will have great power.
这里说啊，加起来啊，总共十个头啊，可以带着十个冠冕。
So here it says that when you add them up together, there are ten horns, and it can represent ten crowns.
但是呢，上面却有亵渎神的名号。
But yet on the head of the beast is a blasphemous name.
这个势力很大。
So this power is huge.
但是它是反对真神的。
But it is anti-Christ. It is against God.
这个可以预表说某种政治的力量，某种国家的力量，我们不知道。
So it can represent a certain political power. It can represent a certain national power. We do not know.
但是很奇妙，神啊，在圣经里面用野兽来形容这些政权，形容这些国家，形容这些力量。
But it is very interesting how God will use this word beast.To represent all this evil power in the Bible.
你看这个第二节啊，说这只兽啊，形状很厉害。
And look at verse 2, when they describe the beast, it is very interesting.
这个形状好像豹，豹是跑很快的。
And it described the beast that he saw was like a leopard, and the leopard is a very fast animal.
脚又好像熊掌啊，很厚的。
And the feet is like the feet of a bear, is thick and huge.
嘴巴要像狮子嘛，张大口一样。
And then the mouth of the beast is like a lion, it is ready to eat people up.
所以可以说把所有野兽最厉害那个部分都集合在一起了。
So you can see that this beast is a combination of the different parts of great animals.
对，圣经啊，用这些野兽来形容 一些不好的政权、不好的势力。
So therefore, we see how the Bible used the beast to describe all these different evil powers.
其实这个也是蛮有趣的。
And so it serves a very interesting point.
什么叫野兽
？What is a beast?
野兽就是没有人性。
A beast is an animal without any humanity.
只要它饿了，什么都可以吃。
And as a base animal and carnal, it will eat whenever it's hungry.
只要它需要了，它就会打，它就会拿。
And it will fulfill its animal desires as long as it wants.
其实你看国与国之间的斗争啊，就好像野兽在斗争一样。
So as you observe, nation fighting against nation, it is just like animals fighting against each other.
表面上都很好。
On the superficial level, it looks like everything is fine.
私底下呢，都是彼此的你争我斗。
But yet, beneath the current, you can see how there's great tension.
你看政权、政客、政治人物也差不多。
And if you look at the politicians, they are all the same.
表面上也是很好。
They all talk good.
但是一翻起来呢，都是你争我斗。
But once they turn around, you see how they will actually fight against each other.
真的有时候啊，打开报纸看那些所谓的政治人物啊，真的是好像野兽在斗一样。
So when you look at the newspaper and you look at all these different politicians, they are just like animals fighting for power against each other.
党与党斗当然是很明显的。
And of course, it is very obvious when you look at different parties, fighting against each other.
党里面也是可以斗。
But yet, within the political party itself, they have members who are at war with each other.
有上台的斗，没有上到台的也是斗。
Those who come and speak on the stage, they will fight, even those who are not on the stage.
双咬双吞啊。
So they will fight against each other just to push the other person down.
有人就问了，我们基督徒，我们对所谓的政治有什么的看法？
So people may ask us Christians, what is our view towards politics?
当然我们可以关心，我们应该去投票，如果有需要的话。
And of course, we need to pay attention to the political scene, and we also need to vote as citizens.
但是我们知道，我们有一个更超越的身份。
But however, we know that we have a greater role to play.
我们不是属于这个世界。
Because we do not belong to this world.
也不是属于某一个政党。
And we do not belong to any political party.
整个教会是属于主耶稣的。
Because this entire church belongs to the body of Christ.
所以我们真耶稣教会有一个非常好的传统。
So therefore, we have a fine tradition at the True Jesus Church.
就是不在教会里面谈政治。
And that is within the church, we do not talk or engage in politics.
因为你一谈政治，一定有不同的意见。
Because once you talk about politics, definitely you have different views.
你一讲说，哎，你是什么颜色的？我是什么颜色的
？And if you talk about which color of state you are or which color of state I am.
啊，有一次有一个丧礼。
And once there was a memorial service.
在旅游车上面。
And then it was on the tour bus.
啊，送那个过世的人上山了。
And so this bus was taking the dead person up to the mountain.
聊起来了，弟兄姐妹聊起来了。
So the members, the brothers and sisters, they begin to talk.
不晓得聊到什么，又聊起政治。
So they talk in their conversation, and then they touch upon the topic of politics.
有人就冒了一句了。
And then someone gave this statement.
不是说马上好吗？
And they said that, well, isn't it true that it is, we are getting ready?
哪有好?
So isn't it ready yet?
另外一个人就生气了。
And then the next person become angry.
你怎么可以这样讲?
That how can you say in this manner?
你之前那个总统也怎么怎么样?
That the previous president is so and so and do such and such.
一讲这个气氛就不好了。
So once they bring up politics, the entire atmosphere change.
其实在神的眼中看来啊。
But in fact, in the eyes of God,
无论你世界哪一个国家哪一个政权
it doesn't matter which country or which political power is active,
都是属于地上的
they all belong to the world, and that is the earth beneath.
不是属于天上的
it does not belong to the heaven above.
地上的政权，地上的人，双咬双吞。
And all the political power and how the different parties devour each other.
我们基督徒有一个超越的一个眼光。
But for us Christians, we have to rise above all this.
不在教会里面分享谈论政治。
We do not talk about politics in the church.
你自己有自己的社会责任，这自己跟社会间的事情。
And you have your own social responsibility. That is your relationship with society.
因为政治啊，常常是个分化的一个力量。
Because politics is always a topic that is dividing.
我们不可让主的身体、主的教会有任何的这个分化。
And we should not let allow the body of Christ to be divided.
这里呢，告诉我们这个兽啊，在末后就出现这个兽的集团，非常的可怕，非常的厉害。
So over here it says that in the last days, when the beast appear, it is very, very scary.
那么很凶残啊。
And that this beast is ferocious.
第三节。
Verse 3.I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world marveled and followed the beast.
这里告诉我们，这个兽啊，好像受了一点伤，但是后来又好了。
So here it described how this beast was wounded a little.
被打击了一点。
It was wounded a little.
啊，但是呢，后来又恢复起来。
But then later his wound was healed.
这个政治啊，可以说是非常诡异的。
So here, it let us understand that politics is very conniving.
因为某一个人、某一个政权、某一个独裁者被打击了，结果他可能一下恢复过来更厉害。
So perhaps one of the politician was being attacked, but after that he turned around and became even more powerful.
像这个希特勒以前上台之前呢，没有人鼓捣他都可以上台的。
And just like Hitler, you know, nobody need to call him. He can just come onto the stage.
但是他后来上台之后，哇，这个权力不得了。
And then later on, when he was on the stage, the power that he got was so great.
说以后有什么世界的政权会突然间冒起，虽然被打击，却没有完全被打倒。
So you will see how in future, even though some political power they may be attacked, but they will not be ruined. They will arise again.
这个不奇怪的。
So it would not be surprising.
第四节
Verse 4 So they worshipped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like the beast, and who is able to make war with him?
这里告诉我们，虽然那个兽啊那么厉害
So here it says that even though this dragon is very powerful,
但是背后啊，它的权柄啊，其实是这个龙给他的。
So here, even though the beast is very powerful, but in fact, his power and authority comes from the dragon.
这里告诉我们一点。
So here, it tells us one point.
这个世界的政权政治呢，其实龙有直接的，有时候有可以控制到，可以给他政权。
So here, we know that when you look at a political power out there, sometimes it's given by the dragon.
啊，尤其是以后的这个敌基督、敌神国的这个集团。
Especially the future group, this great power that is anti-Christ.
表面上，他可能那个魔鬼跟那龙没有关系，其实啊，魔鬼都在操控。
So when you look at them, it seems like they have no connection with the dragon, but in fact, they do.
那么这个龙啊，这个兽啊，到底要做什么呢
？So what does this beast and is going to do?
我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
五到第六节。
Let's look at verse 5 and verse 6.And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And he was given authority to continue for 42 months, verse 6. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven.
这个兽，这个从海上上来的兽有一个很重要的工作。
So here we see this beast arising out from the ocean, from the sea. He has a great job to do.
他与神作对。
He is against God.
他亵渎神的名号。
And he blasphemes against God.
还有亵渎，还有攻击那些住在天上的，就是信徒。
And he also attacks the saints who live in heaven.
其实，在犹大人的历史当中啊，也遇过很多所谓的敌神的一个政权。
But in fact, when you look at the history of the Jews, there are many power that were anti-Christ.
他们在外国的政权控制了耶路撒冷之后。
And because all these are foreign power who reign and got into control of Jerusalem.
他们把这个圣殿呢给污秽了。
And then they defiled the tabernacle.
给偶像放到圣殿里面。
And then they put idols into the holy tabernacle.
甚至啊，强迫犹太人呢、啊，在这圣殿里面杀猪啊，用猪的血来献祭。
And then they even forced the Jews to kill pigs and swines and use the pig's blood as worship.
因为犹太人最讨厌猪了。
And of course, the Jews, they despise the pigs.
啊，所以那个敌人呢，就是用猪的血、猪的肉来毁坏、沾污、亵渎圣殿。
But intentionally, the foreigners were forced the Jews to use pig's blood as a form of burning offering to God in order to defile the tabernacle.
这个在历史上发生过。
And this has happened in history.
但是最后的关头，世界末日会再发生。
And however, when it comes to the critical point in the last days, this will happen again.
他们用这个政治某种政治力量会强迫信徒，或者是做一些不应该做的事，或者是亵渎神的圣名。
It will come from a kind of strong political power that will use its power to persecute the Christians so that they will blaspheme against the name of God.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第八节。
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第八节。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 8.
二章第八到九节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 8 and verse 9.
第九节，请读第九节。
Verse 9, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs and lying wonders.
这里就是说那不法的人呢，就是撒旦的运动。
So here the lawless one referred to the working of Satan.
亵渎主耶稣的圣名，亵渎神的圣名啊。
And he is here to blaspheme against the name of God.
今天我们要知道神的名是什么。
Today we all know what is the name of God.
神的名就是主耶稣基督。
And the name of God is Jesus Christ.
那么将来这个敌神的政权呢，会亵渎神的圣名。
And that in future this antichrist power will blaspheme against the name of God.
所以这个是第一个兽，它。从海中上来会做的事情。
So this is the first beast, and he rises out from the sea, and this is what he's going to do.
再看回来启示录第十三章第七节。
Let's all turn back to Revelation 13 verse 7.
十三章第七节。
Chapter 13 verse 7. And it was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and authority was given him over every tribe.Tongue and nation.
这里说这个战争啊，不单只是某一个国家的基督徒受害，是所有各民各族各方的都会有。
So here it says that this war and this battle is not just pertaining to one nation, but rather it happens to every nation.
影响很大。
And it was a great influence.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节，请读。
Verse 8, and all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
这里告诉我们啊，这个凡在地上名字没有写在生命册上的人。
Here it says that for all those who are living on earth, but their names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb,
都会拜这个兽。
They will all worship this beast.
因为想想啊，被那么大的政府的力量、国家的力量、政权的力量来逼迫。
Because if you were to think about it, they are under such great persecution from such a great political power.
生命可能都没有了。
And perhaps their life is in danger and at stake.
好了，算了算了，我不信了。
So of course they will give up their faith.
我不信主耶稣了。
They will deny Jesus Christ.
甚至我可以讲出一些亵渎耶稣的名的话了，为了保护自己的这个安全。
They will say words that will blaspheme against the name of God so that they can save their own lives.
所以第七节说，任凭他与圣徒征战。
So verse 7 here it says that they are granted over to him to make war with the saints.
他们得胜了。
And then they will overcome.
什么时候他得胜？
How do you know they will overcome?
其实啊，是大部分的信徒啊，都被他杀了。
So which let us know and understand that most of the members, that is Christians, are being killed.
魔鬼对我们的得胜只能够杀我们的身体。
So the only way that the devil can win is for them to kill us.
在这个部分，他赢了。
And so when they kill our body, they have won.
我记得我以前看过一个电影。
And I remember I've once watched a movie.
叫做《暴君焚城录》。就是那个记载啊，在2000年之前，基督徒啊在罗马被逼迫那个真实的事情。
And so it talks about how this movie talks about how the Christians were being persecuted in the Colosseum in Rome.
一开始啊，基督徒啊，他们的人数不是很多。
So in the beginning, the number of Christians is not that many.
但是主耶稣升天之后，教会开始建立了。
But after Lord Jesus Christ has risen, then the church was established.
圣灵降临。
And then the Holy Spirit came down.
很多人信耶稣。
And then many people came to believe in Jesus.
在罗马帝国形成一种非常大的势力。
So during the Roman Empire at that time, this became a great power.
是一个好的势力。
And it was a good Christian power.
但是政府很担心。
But however, the government, they were very anxious.
有时候当时一个罗马皇帝啊，他的精神有点错乱，叫尼禄王。
And during those days, there was this Roman emperor named Nero. He is mentally ill.
他想说我要把那个罗马城啊重建起来。
And he thinks that he desired to rebuild the whole city of Rome.
他重建之前，我要把旧的烧掉啊。
But in order for him to rebuild a new city of Rome, he needs to demolish and that is to destroy all the existing buildings.
想到一个方法。
So he thought about this plan.
整个罗马城放火。
So he put a great fire onto the city of Rome.
一个晚上就把整个罗马城烧掉了。
So within one night, the whole city of Rome was destroyed.
然后嫁祸给基督徒。
And then he put this blame on the Christians.
说是基督徒做的。
And then he says that it is the Christians who have put this fire.
因为是政府放消息出来，大家就傻傻了，就听了，就信了。
And because this news came from the government, and of course all the people believed.
基督徒哪会去放火？
And the Christians, why would they do that?
基督徒和平的不得了。
And the Christians are peaceful people. Why would they set things on fire?
有爱心。
And they're full of love.
但是政府这样捏告他们了，诬告他们。
But yet the government put the blame on the Christians.
主后的70多年呢，真的是很多基督徒啊，整个罗马城都被抓走了。
So we see how indeed, during the AD 70s, many Christians were being captured by the government.
很多拿去喂狮子。
And a lot of them were being thrown to the lions.
有些人把它绑在木头上烧。
Some of them were being tied to the rock and they're burned to death.
很可怜。
And it was very pitiful.
所以罗马皇帝赢了。
So here we see how Nero, this Roman emperor, he won.
以后的那个敌神政权也会逼迫很多基督徒，也会赢了。
So here he also let us know that in the last day, this antichrist, this power will also win.
但是他赢了只是杀他们的身体而已。
But then here we see that the only victory they got is to kill the body of Christians.
我们看路加福音第十二章。
Let's turn to Luke 12.
路加福音十二章第四节。
Luke chapter 12.
第四节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 4. And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do.
第五节。
Verse 5, but I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him.
主耶稣告诉门徒说，我的朋友啊，你要听我的讲话。
So here Jesus is telling us, my friends, listen to me.
听什么？
And what are you listening?
很多人会怕那些政权，会杀人的。
That many people will fear those political power that will kill you.
其实背后就是魔鬼的工作。
And that behind that is the power of Satan.
为什么呢？
Why?
他可以杀你啊。
Because they can kill your body.
今天我们在加拿大可能没有办法想象这个啊。
So perhaps today for us living in peaceful Canada, it is beyond our imagination.
但是呢，在世上也还有很多的国家是逼迫基督徒的国家。
But remember, there are still many countries in this world that persecute Christians.
啊，我们有一位姐妹啊。
We have a sister
啊，从那个回教国家来的。
Who came from a Muslim country.
啊，她说我不能回去。
And she says that I cannot return back to my country.
如果回去的话，我会被杀。
Because if I go back, I will be killed.
啊，塔利班在那边呢。
Because the Taliban are over there.
回教徒在那边呢。
The Muslims are over there.
回去可能被宰掉。
If I go back, I will lose my life.
真的，在很多国家还是集权的。
And in fact, a lot of countries in this world, they are against Christ.
但主耶稣说你不要怕。
But here Jesus says that you do not need to fear them.
那个杀了你的身体就不能做什么的，不要怕他。
Do not be afraid of those who can kill your body, and after that they can do nothing. You do not be afraid of them.
他把你杀掉了。
Because true, they can kill your body.
但是怎么样，没有办法再做什么了。
But after that, what can they do?
但是你要怕谁呀？
But there is one you should fear.
你要怕神。
You must fear God.
就是那可以杀你肉体，又可以杀你灵魂的。
That he can kill your body, he can also kill your spirit and your soul.
今天很多人怕魔鬼，也不怕神啊。
Today, many people are afraid of Satan, but they are not afraid of God.
很迷信啊，怕这个怕那个。
They are so superstitious, they are afraid of the devil that will do this, and that the demons will do that.
他们怕鬼，不怕神。
And they are afraid of ghosts, but they are not afraid of God.
其实神才是我们要敬畏的。
But in fact, God is the one whom we should respect.
所以虽然那个兽得胜了，但是也是只是得胜他们肉体而已。
So even though here we see how the beast he overcome, but he only killed their body.
我们看回来启示录十三章。
Let's turn back to Revelation 13.
十三章第九节。
Verse 9. If anyone has an ear, let him hear.
第十节。
Verse 10. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity.He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints.
这里圣经主耶稣的话告诉我们，有耳朵的就应该听。
Here the Bible tells us, and that is God is telling us that if you have a ear, you got to hear.
听什么呢？
And what are you trying to hear?
那个掳掠人的自己要被掳掠。
That those who are being led into captivity, they will also be captured.
谁是掳掠人的呢？
Who are those that will capture others?
可能就是那些敌神政权呢，逼迫基督徒的势力。
Perhaps it is the power, this political power that is anti-Christ.
是用刀杀人，也要被杀。
So, and if you were to kill with the sword, you will also be killed with the sword.
神是报应的神呢。
Because our God is a God of justice.
信徒的忍耐跟着信心就在这边了。
So here is the patience and the faith of the saints.
对，遇到这个第一个兽啊，从海中上来，信徒会很没有好日子过。
So if you were to meet with this first beast that come out from the sea, you as a Christian will not have an easy life.
现在那个兽还没有起来，我们的生活都很平顺啊。
But now this beast has not appeared yet, and we are leading a rather peaceful life.
只是想不想来聚会而已。
And so all your challenges, whether you want to come to church or not.
那个兽如果起来，你要来聚会都来不了。
But if that beast were to appear and stand in front of you, you will not be able to even come to church.
我们教会就被烧了。
Because our church will be burned up.
信徒要逃命了。
And every Christian is running for their lives.
圣徒的忍耐信心就在这里。
But here is the patience and the faith of the saints.
再来我们看第十一节，第二个兽要出来了。
And now let's look at the second beast, verse 11.
十一节。
Verse 11, then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon.
第二只兽要跑出来了。
Here a second beast appeared.
那第二只兽跑出来呢？它从不同的地方，是从地上上来的。
And here we see how this beast come, and he came from the earth.
第一只兽是从海中上来，就是比较不稳定的这个地方。
The first beast came out from the sea, from a turbulent ocean.
政权。
And that is political power.
第二个兽呢，是从很稳定的一个地方，地中冒上来的。
But yet, this second beast come from a stable place, and that is from the ground of the earth.
它的形状也不太一样。
And that his appearance is also quite different.
第一只兽很恐怖。
The first beast is very, very ferocious.
七个头，十只脚。
And he's a beast that is very scary with 7 heads and 10 horns.
又像豹，又像熊，又像狮子。
And he looks like a combination of different things, like a leopard, like a bear, like a lion.
第二只兽就很可爱。
But yet, this second beast is rather cute.
为什么？那它像只羊啊。
Because this second beast is like a lamb.
你看到只羊，不会说它是怪兽吧？
And of course, when you look at the lamb, isn't the lamb cute? You would not think it's a beast.
好像羊羔啊。
And it had two horns like a lamb.
羊羔是以前用来献祭的。
And you know that the lamb in the old days were used as a sacrificial animal.
是洁净的动物。
And it is an animal of purity.
所以这只兽啊，从地上上来，好像羊羔。
So here, this second beast come up from the earth, and it looks like a lamb.
你不听他讲话，你不知道他是什么。
If you do not hear him speak, you do not know what it is.
一开口说话。
Once it opened its mouth and speak.
哇，这龙的声音啊。
Then you hear the voice of a dragon.
有些人说啊，在泰国很多人妖啊，人妖啊。
And some people they say that in Thailand there are a lot of
transsexuals, 是不是？
变
性人哦。哎，很像女人呢。
There are a lot of transsexuals or bisexuals.
一跟他讲话，哇，是男人的声音，吓死。
In their appearance, they look like beautiful women, but once they open up their mouth and talk, they in fact they are men.
外表像女人呢，其实是男人。一声音一开出来是男人。
So their makeup looks like a woman, but when they talk, they are in fact a man.
这个兽也是一样，外表上好像是羊羔，很可怜，很可爱。
So here it is the same with this beast. It looks like a cute little lamb, but when it opens its mouth, it is a dragon.
讲话是龙的声音呢。
Because when it speak, the voice of the dragon came out.
这个代表什么？
So what does this represent?
就是末兽，另外一种势力。
So here it let us know that in the last days there's another kind of power.
可能是宗教，那么羊羔代表宗教。
It could be a religious power because the lamb represents religion.
它外形啊，像基督，像基督一样。
And on the outside, it masquerades itself like Christ.
但是呢，其实里面的信息啊，它的讲话、它的福音、它的道理啊，是魔鬼的道理。
But in fact, what is lying inside him when he speaks, his message is that of the devil, and that is of the Satan.
这个很恐怖了。
So this is even more scary.
因为第一个兽，你知道它是兽了，它逼迫你的，你把它跑，你赶快跑远一点呢。
Because the first beast is obviously an animal, you just need to run away from it.
那第二个兽呢？它是来骗你的。
But the second beast is a conniving animal because he's here to deceive you.
我们看马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew 7.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
马太福音七章第十五节。
Matthew 7 verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves.
主耶稣2000年前早就警告我们了。
And 2,000 years ago, Lord Jesus already gave us this warning.
不要以为所有长得像羊的都是羊啊。
Don't think that all those who come in sheep's clothing that they are indeed true sheep.
有一些呢是外面披着羊皮。
There are those that just wrap themselves in sheep's clothing.
里面是豺狼啊。
But inside they are actually wolves.
他打着耶稣的招牌。
And they carry up the slogan of Jesus Christ.
基督教的名号。
And they carry the name of the Jesus of the church.
传的道理啊，就是错误的。
But yet the message that they preach is wrong.
传的道理啊，就是让人家没有办法得救的。
And the message that they preach will not lead you to salvation.
但是他也不会错得很离谱，他是错一点点，似是而非。
But it will not be truly wrong. It will just tell you that it is slightly wrong.
这个就是很恐怖了。
So you are confused, and therefore it is even more scary.
因为逼迫啊，不一定会破坏信徒的这个灵性。
Because persecution may not necessarily ruin the spirituality of Christians.
有一些信徒啊，越遇到逼迫，心情越好。
Because some Christians, the more persecuted they are, the greater their faith become.
但是呢，魔鬼用另外一种方法。
But however, the devil, and that is Satan, will use another way.
我可以骗你。
I can deceive you.
看现在去书局啊，图书馆，很多不同的书，很多不同的 idea，很多的学问，很多不同的这种宗教。
And when you go to the bookstore, you see there are so many books out there talking about so many different themes and topics and different religions.
很多不同的观念。
And there are so many different ideas.
现在啊，据我了解，在西欧啊，在欧洲啊，已经很少人信基督教了。
And now, as far as I know and understand that in Western Europe, there are very few people who believe in Christianity.
因为年轻人都喜欢那种神秘宗教。
Because all the young people are attracted to all these mysterious and exotic religions.
他们觉得那些比较新鲜。
Because they think that that is more trendy.
因为基督教那么传统，讲圣经。
Because Christianity is a very traditional religion, it just talks about the Bible.
没有什么兴趣啊，他们。
And the Bible is so boring, they are not interested.
提摩太前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
第四章第一节。
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times, some will depart from the faith, given heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
这里圣灵早就告诉我们了。
So here the Holy Spirit has already told us
这个是后来的时候,
that in latter times,
这是现在,
which is today,
很多人呢不想听传统的，不想听纯正的道理。
That is, in the last days, nobody wants to hear the pure truth.
你说信耶稣要悔改，要洗礼，要求圣灵，这些东西对他们来说太无聊了。
They are bored to death to hear you talk about believing in Jesus Christ, getting baptized, and receiving the Holy Spirit.
哇，风水很有兴趣。
But if you talk about feng shui, they are very interested.
算命很有趣。
Or if you talk about fortune telling, they are so accurate.
哇，东方神秘宗教太高级了。
And then they look at all the Eastern mystical religion that is so exotic.
哎呀，你们祷告，你们讲道讲那么久。
And yet you boring Christians, you just listen to long, boring sermons.
有一次我去到一个教会啊,
so there was one time I went to a church.
有一个慕道者啊,
there was a truth seeker.
坐在下面, 没有上来听道理。
And he was sitting downstairs. He refused to go to the chapel to listen to the sermon.
聚会我就问他,
so after the service is over, I asked him,
我说你为什么没有上来啊?
So I asked him, why didn't you join the service earlier?
他说传道理讲那么久，我顶不住了，顶不顺了。
And then he told me that, preacher, your sermon is way too long for me. And in fact, during that time, it was a spiritual convocation. We have a whole day of services.
早上10点到晚上10点。
And it starts at 10 a.m. and finish at 10 p.m.
讲那么久。
That is way too long, and you talk too long.
哇，为什么? 纯正的道理。 如果看电视看整天，可能不会complain。
Because we are talking about the true faith, but if he was to watch a movie, he can watch it probably the whole day.
纯正的道理, 哎呀，这个好像很无聊啊。
But when you talk about the pure faith, it is such a boring topic, isn't it?
祷告要那么久。
And then prayers is such a long ordeal.
有一次一个慕道者，他给我个建议。
So there was one time a true seeker actually gave me a suggestion.
他说你们教会都很好，讲的都很好。
That what you talk about in your church is very good.
祷告太久了。
But you know, your prayers are just way too long.
15分钟太久了。
15 minutes is way too long.
最好10分钟以内。
Perhaps you should shorten it to less than 10 minutes.
真的，在这个时代啊，你要讲纯正的道理，要听那么久，要祷告那么久，求圣灵充满，真的是很难有人接受啊。
So therefore, we know that indeed it is such a great challenge in modern times today for a person to listen to a long sermon, to pray long, and to sit in the chapel for a long time.
越到末后日子，这种纯正的道理、真实的信仰会越难找人家接受。
So
不是没有，是很少。
So it will let us know that it will become more and more rare in the last days, in the latter days, for us to stay close to the truth.
但是其他的引诱人的邪灵啊、魔鬼的道理呢？哎，哇！很多啊、
But however, all the deceiving spirits and the doctrines of demons will attract many people away.
哇，来拜这个很灵，哇，一下子都几千几万去了。
And then when they hear of some miracle that happened, all these people will flock to worship that evil spirit.
那主耶稣圣经里面早就告诉我们了。
But the Bible already let us know, and Lord Jesus has already told us.
再看回来启示录的是十三章啊。
Let's all turn back to Revelation 13 again.
这个兽呢，我们看第十二节。
Let's look at verse 12. Let's look at this beast again.
12 节。
Verse 12, and he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed.
原来这里告诉我们了，第一个兽跟第二个兽呢有非常密切的关系的。
So here obviously tell us that these two beasts, they have close connections.
第一个兽是政权的势力。
The first beast is a political power.
第二个兽呢是宗教的这个势力。
The second beast is religious power.
它会影响人呢、啊，来帮助、啊、来顺从第一个兽。
So the second beast, that is religious power, will influence people so that they will begin to worship the first beast.
其实你我们从历史来发展来看呢、啊，宗教常常跟政治是连在一起的。
But in fact, when you look into church history, very oftentimes political power and religious power, they are tied together.
其实不应该连在一起，但是常常因为利益的关系连在一起。
But they should not be tied together, but because of the advantages they can get, they are being held together.
所以这两个兽啊，在幕后啊，他们会很合作，互相的影响，互相的帮助。
So here you see these two beasts in the last days, they will cooperate with one another so that both of them can get what they want.
十三节。
Verse 13. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men.
这个兽呢，它的厉害的地方呢，它是就会行大奇事。
Here we see this second beast, the power lies in making great signs and wonders.
啊，什么叫奇事呢？就是平常人做不到的。
And he can perform great signs, signs that no one can do.
神迹有很多种。
And there are many kinds of miracles.
但是最难做到一种神迹就是从天降火。
But one of the most difficult miracles out of them all is to call fire down from heaven.
因为在旧约的时候、啊、
Because in the Old Testament,
只有真的先知、啊、才有办法从地上求告神，从天降火来烧掉这个祭物，像以利亚这样。
Only a true prophet like Elijah is able to call upon God so that fire can come down from heaven and burn up the offerings.
这假的先知都没有办法模仿到。
And even the false prophet cannot even copy them.
但是在末世的时候呢
But here is the last days.
假基督、假先知、假宗教，他们这个有办法做到。
The antichrist, the false religions, and the false prophets, they are able to have this ability.
如果对道理不懂的，一看到有火，哎呀，这个是神来的。
So if you are not clear about the Bible or the truth, and you see this fire come down from heaven,
以为有神迹就是有神同在。
Then you think that miracles equals abidance of God.
这个就是错了。
Then you will be deceived.
我们看《生命记》第十三章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记第十三章，十三章第一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1.
生命记十三章第一节。
Deuteronomy 13, verse 1. If there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder,
第二节。
Verse 2, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, of which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them.
第三节。
Verse 3, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
神早就跟百姓讲了。
So here God has proclaimed it very clearly.
不要傻傻的, 看到哪里有神迹就跑去信,
that don't be stupid and foolish and just run after miracles and believe them. Because not all miracles come from God. Not all dreams and signs and wonders come from God. And not all voices come from God. So when you, even if you were to see an angel, it may not be from God. Because the devil, Satan, can masquerade itself. If one night you were to see an angel,
哇,发光啊,
and this angel is glorious with its light,
有翅膀,正牌的,
and then it was, you have wings on the angel,
哇,你很高兴啊,
and of course you'll be so happy,
他告诉你,
and then this angel were to tell you,
不一定要去教会聚会,
that you do not necessarily need to go to church.
有心在家里是一样的,
as long as you have the heart, you can also worship God
哇,
at
你醒过来,
home.
高兴得不得了,
then when you woke up, you are so happy
哇,
with this dream.
真的好啊, 神都体谅我,
that God, he truly understands my weakness.
你不要被骗了,
but in fact, you are being cheated.
啊, 天使告诉你不要去聚会,
because if this angel told you not to go to church, this is not a true angel.
天使告诉你买乐透的号码,
and if this angel tells you to buy a lottery number, it is definitely not a true angel. Because you need to know the truth. Whatever God wants you to do, it is all written in the Bible. Because these are not from God. So therefore, as Christians, as members, we must know the Bible inside out. So that you will not be cheated and be deceived. Now you see how a lot of people are selling false goods.
哇,看起来是选什么什么名牌的袋子啊, LV的, 其实假货啊。
And you see how there are imitation purses and handbags of branded names like Louis Vuitton, but yet they are fake.
看起来都一样, 其实不一样。
They look like LV goods, but they are fake.
道理都一样, 都是一本圣经啊, 只是讲的不一样。
So the same thing, when you talk about the Bible, is just one book, but everyone talks it differently.
再来看回来启示录13章。
Let's turn back to Revelation 13.
这个龙很厉害啊,
this dragon,
这个兽很厉害啊,
this beast is very powerful.
十五节。
Verse 15. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed.
这里说啊,
so here it says that this beast even set up the image of the beast so that people can come to worship this image.
这个要怎么成立的,
and we do not know how this image of the beast was being established.
但是偶像有时候也很灵验的啊,
but in fact, when you look at some of the idols, in fact, some of these idols, they also have spiritual power.
有些时候看到一些报道啊,
and sometimes when you look at some news,
哎, 在某一个地方有一个神像啊, 流眼泪了,
that in a certain place and a certain statue, the statue was actually crying and tears is coming down from its eyes.
当然有些是假的, 有些就是天花板漏水, 不知道滴到眼睛, 流眼泪。
And of course, some of them may be false. Perhaps the roof is leaking and the raindrops came down on the face of the statue.
但是有一些你没有办法解释的, 诶, 他在那流眼泪哦, 那个是血的。
But there are some things that you really cannot explain because people saw these statues crying tears of blood.
哇, 有一些神像很灵啊, 你摸它一下, 马上怀孕了。
And then there are also some statues that when people touch them, the woman who's barren become pregnant.
魔鬼啊, 魔鬼的力量。
So we know that behind this, there's also the evil power.
这里说啊, 这个像, 甚至可以讲话,
so here it says that this image can even speak.
啊, 如果你这样就相信,
so if you were to believe by what you see, then you will be cheated.
所以这两个兽在幕后大逼迫了这42个月, 3年半。
So here we see how these two beasts, how they were persecuting the children of God for that long time.
一个是硬的, 一个是软的。
One come at full force and it's harsh. 啊? The other one come with a meek power but is very cunning.
一个是用刀杀你, 一个是要骗你。
One come and kill you with a knife, with a sword. The other come and deceive you.
所以我们对道理一定要明白。
So therefore, we must know the truth.
信心要站立得稳,
so that our faith can remain strong.
才不会在幕后这个日子啊, 被骗着或是被逼迫倒掉了。
So that in the last days, we will not be deceived and we will not leave God.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
And may God help us.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
314首。
314. 314.